welcome in the man that we have dubbed the Pied Piper of Positivity. He's the architect of the Renaissance project going on with Humboldt football. Derek Elman is here this morning. See, like, the school district should probably pay me for that. That's good promotion.
That's
right
real
there.
Good promotion.
Derek Elman's here. Coach, it's good to see you this morning.
Yeah, good to see you, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Well,
glad to be back, man. I love coming down
it's
here.
Good, it's good to have you back for sure. Humboldt football, before we get into last night's scrimmage at Fort Dodge in the upcoming season, you guys had your best season in your tenure last year, kind of a renaissance year, first year, you know, the best season in quite a few years for the program. So you've got a lot of momentum and some pieces coming back from that team as you go forward, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And our leadership right now is it's just been top-notch with this group of seniors. This is the first group of seniors that I've seen all the way through from their freshman year. So it's just been awesome to see how they've matured over the last 4 years in high school. We got almost 20 seniors out, and all those guys play a role in some capacity on our team. So to have that many guys in a leadership position is awesome, and it really helps bring those younger guys along and see what we want built as a program up at Humboldt. So I'm really proud of the way they've attacked the offseason, the way they've led, not only on the game fields and courts, but in the hallways and the classrooms as well.
Derek Elman is my guest, Humboldt head football coach. You're going to open your season with Webster City. That's an ambitious opener. No tune-up game for you this year. You guys kind of – you started your renaissance last year with kind of surprising a lot of people in the opener last year. Didn't surprise you or your kids, but you surprised people like – kind of like me. You know what I mean?
Did
you beat Algona on their home field in their first game on that brand-new field and all that? And that kind of put the message out there that Humboldt's here, and now – you've got a chance to make that same kind of statement in this opener with Webster City.
Well, you know, coming out and having to play a rivalry game like Webster City right out of the gate, I think is important for us. It really sets a tone for our season and who we want to be by playing a good football team. You know, Bob Howard does a tremendous job at Webster City, puts a great team out on the field every single year. So we're going to get to test our mettle a little bit, just see where we're at as a football team. I truly was excited when I saw that because I felt like, I felt like that's just a great way to open the season with a hard-fought battle like that. And it is going to be a good old-fashioned slobber knocker, I think, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think you're right there, too. Webster City, we know they're going to be good at the line of scrimmage. They always are. Last year, you were able to go toe-to-toe with them. They scored on you late in the fourth quarter for what ended up being the winning touchdown. So you've been in that battle before. You know you can compete. Your kids know you can compete, and that's, I think, the most important.
Well, and I know we're going to talk about it, but to have that scrimmage against a team like Fort Dodge, I think is really going to help us, has really helped us set up where we want to be going into week one, getting after that Monday practice. So,
yeah, for sure. And I think you're right about that. Last night I was there for the scrimmage. And, boy, Humboldt folks and folks really showed up for the scrimmage because I was running late trying to get there. When y'all moved it to 5, that kind of that hurt me a little bit in terms of how I can get there. So,
and I'm glad we did because it worked out. The weather
worked out
hit,
great
like,
because
right
of the weather.
Right when we would have been in the middle of the scrimmage.
It did.
So it worked out.
I'm hustling to get there. I'm pulling in about 10 minutes till 5 o'clock. And there is nowhere to park. I'm talking about nowhere.
Wait, so, you don't have a special spot?
I should. I've been trying to say the same thing.
Nick's got
to
get on that, right?
Nick does have to get. Nick, I know you're listening. I'm going to need a parking spot. So I don't have a parking spot. And I usually get to games, I get there so early, it doesn't matter, right? So I get there last night, and I'm hustling. There's no parking spot. So I go up, and I say, you know what? I'm going to go to the back side of the field because I bet there's nobody parked over there. So I go to the back side of the field, parked behind the stadium where your buses were parked, and ended up sliding through the back gate, you know, slide through the back gate. And I'm over there on the other side, and I know people probably thought it was weird to see me because there was one other person on that other side of the field besides me. But it gave me an opportunity, A, to social distance, and B, to kind of be over there and take in my thoughts of what was going on.
Absolutely.
You know, and so here's what I took away. Mad Dog Caden Mattson is absolutely what they say he is and what he's advertised to be. I saw him last night in person for the first time, was impressed. I think he's a really good high school quarterback, and I think he may be. Nick said this, and I said this last night. I think he's probably going to be the best quarterback that Fort Dodge sees all year.
Yeah, he's a special player. The work that kid has put in this offseason is truly top-notch, second to none. He's the heartbeat of our team. He's one of those guys that kids and coaches look to. I mean, you know, I don't know if you remember it, but we had one play when we were in our goal line offensive package, and it was supposed to be just a typical quarterback sweep, and he saw the coverage that they were in, told our wide receiver Will Ornes to run a slant, scored a touchdown, went back to the 40, started again. But that's just what you have in Cade Mattson when he's on the field. Is he's that game manager, that guy, that coach, if you will, on the field, who can get guys where they need to be all the time.
And that's a good, when you got a guy who's a high school guy who can check a play at the line of scrimmage like that, based on the coverage, that's pretty special.
Yep.
You mentioned Will Ornes. I know you lost Gabe Goodell from last year, who was a major, major factor for you at receiver and in the secondary on defense. Will Ornes now, last night I thought he looked good. His hands are good. His routes are good. I think that you probably expect him to be the guy to take up some of Goodell's productivity.
Yeah, he plays in the slot for us, and he's a kid that he's definitely going to give teams fits. You know, it's going to be real easy for teams to watch us on film and find where three's at, find where three's going to read, and where he's going to be, where Caden's going to be. But they also got to take away Will on the outside as well. And we have a receiver who's out right now, had to have knee surgery over the summer, who should be back soon, in Jacob Heyer. And
I was wondering where he was.
Yeah, so he had to have knee surgery over the summer. Just had something he was born with, and they had to fix. And honestly, we thought we'd be lucky if we got him back for the district half of the season. And he's made a tremendous recovery. So he's going to start practicing full pads, full contact this week. So getting him back will be huge too. We really have what we think could be a pretty good wide receiver core.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think you've got a lot of pieces offensively. Mm-hmm. You know, you have some returning defensive guys, too. Derek Elman, my guest, from Humboldt. Before we get kind of into the defense, which this guy does play defense, but played on your offensive line, your defensive line, I see this guy who's like 6'8" walking around last night. Who is this guy? Ben Keenish is the name.
Yep.
He's a guy that definitely, when he gets off the bus, you know, he's one of those guys that passes the eye test without a doubt.
And Ben has done a tremendous job of honing in on his football game. You know, he camped a lot this summer and started to really understand what it meant to be an offensive lineman. He was always a good offensive lineman. And he'll be a 3-year starter for us this year, played as a sophomore. He's always been a guy who we knew could block, but this year I feel like coming into the season we've really seen him mature as an offensive lineman, and I think he's going to have a special year up front. We're going to see our game go behind him a lot.
Yeah, and he's about 6'7", 6'8", about 255
70
pounds. 270?
Yeah, he holds it well, doesn't he?
He does really hold it well. He could go to 300 and not look any different, I don't think.
He's definitely got a body that he can put some weight on and nobody would even notice.
And we both know that what that means. That means the college coaches are all over that.
Yeah,
definitely. Now, he's been, as I understand, recruited by several of the 1AA type teams and even some of the smaller Division I teams, Northern Illinois, some of the MAC schools, is that right?
That's absolutely right. He's got some offers from some fairly close 1AAs in UNI, South Dakota, North Dakota, schools like that. And then he does have Northern Illinois, an offer from them as well. So he's got some opportunity, and he wants to play. That's the best part.
Yeah, so. Yeah, a guy like that with that kind of desire, that kind of frame, there's a home for him, no doubt. And if he can't find a home there, I'm sure there's if that doesn't work, you know, none of those are to his liking, I'm sure there are going to be some other options there, too, with a guy like that. Now, defensively for you, you know, last night, it's hard to take a lot out of what you did defensively for either team last night, because you short field, 40-yard field, you know, because the freshmen were also scrimmaging on the other end. So it's hard really to evaluate, I thought. Defensively, What do you see? What do you feel like you got to work on?
So just like you said, that short field changes a lot of things. And I know Coach Mosier was the same as me. We had a script of plays that we knew we wanted to run. There wasn't a lot of situational game planning for what we did last night. It was more about just coming out and seeing what we can do. So defensively, we've got some returning starters that I felt like have taken steps forward. Our two linebackers that return in McKinney and Chris Nicola. Having those guys back, leading our defense is huge. Caden on the backside is safety. Ben Keenest at DN, plays at DN a little bit. And then we also have another returning starter in Tayton Lowhouse, and then Carson Birdie. So we bring back, Tayton Lowhouse plays D-line, DN, and Carson Birdie plays corner. So we have some guys that have that game experience, that had successful junior and sophomore seasons last year. So it's just surrounding them with guys and having them be our leaders on the field. So I felt pretty good where we were. Obviously, Fort Dodge has some tools that and they were able to catch us on some pass plays, man. That quarterback's good, and that receiver, he's a real deal.
Yeah, John Doyle is a real deal.
He's a real deal. And I think if he plays that whole game, that makes it a heck of a lot tougher for us.
But yeah, he had 4 catches on 5 targets, and he almost made a Sports Center catch.
And that one catch he had on the sideline, too, where he broke, like, 5 tackles.
Yeah.
I mean, and it wasn't like – I mean – granted, we should have tackled him, don't get me wrong, but it wasn't like we were tackling poorly. He's just a tough dude, catches the ball and runs
He's
hard.
10 or 15 pounds heavier than he was as a sophomore last year, and you can't tell it in terms of the way he runs.
No, not at all. He's a special player, and, you know, I know Coach Mosier is going to have a heyday with him being able to throw the ball to him.
Yeah, and then when you have to put 2 guys on him to cover, then you leave some other guys who are going to do some business. So they do have some weapons, and I think it's one of those deals where I said, you know, Caden Mattson may be the best quarterback they face. You may have faced the best offense you're going to face all year in terms of at least the passing game.
I was happy with our run defense. I thought our run defense did a nice job. They're running the running back before
John Presswood.
He did a nice job too. Runs hard, but I felt like we were able to fill gaps pretty well. Our D linemen and linebackers read well. That's what we want them to be able to do. Got some pressure a couple of times on the quarterback. So just felt good about where we're at defensively. Our kids are going to get some great film, some things that they get to see and grow from.
Although from Fort Dodge to Webster City in week one is a complete different world offensively.
Spread out everywhere, all of a sudden everything's in tight.
Yeah, football in a phone booth on Friday night against Webster City.
Trying to put 22 dudes in a phone booth doesn't work very well.
It's hand-to-hand combat, man. That's exactly what it is. And here's the thing. You know, what if you did perceive that you had some issues in pass coverage, well, you won't have to worry about that too much on Friday night because Webster City threw the ball 53 times all year long last year.
Oh, my gosh.
So we know what's going to happen. Yeah. Like, they're going to line up, they're going to run the football, and you're either going to be able to contain the run or not, and I think that's going to be pretty much the telltale sign of that
Absolutely.
Game.
Absolutely. I think that it's going to be a game on the ground.
Yeah. It is. It's a great opportunity for you guys to open and find out where you are, I think, against them and to possibly make a statement out of the gate. Coach, I'm going to be real honest with you. I'm going to ask you about preseason expectations because when I see kind of now that I've seen what you have, I've seen your schedule, you're in a new district. Webster City's not in your district anymore because they moved to 4A. I'm looking around, and I think you have the potential to win the district or at least be in that mix very late in the season.
Well, you know, it's a one week at a time game always, you know.
Sure.
But if you look at that 9-week stretch, you know, I see some opportunities definitely for us. And our kids feel like they're in a position to take advantage of some opportunities too. So it's all about, you know, responding week by week, making sure that we put the best product we can on the field, making sure our guys are prepared the right way, making sure that, mentally, they've watched film and they've been engaged in more than just the practice aspect of the week. So it's all those little things. And I mean, we're going to focus on Webster City. You know, we're going to.
You better.
We're not going to worry about district play at all.
Yeah.
But I sure like where we're at as a program going into week one.
I'm going to give you a bold prediction because Derek Elman has to be focused week after week on a winning game in front of him. I don't because I'm the media. That's a beautiful part of this. I put together a little note here. Circle the calendar for Humboldt obviously Webster City's the circle the calendar game, yep. but later in the season, circle the calendar. October 15th, Humboldt at Nevada, and I believe that's going to be for the district title on October 15th.
All right.
I look at that. They've got a lot coming back. Yep. They had a solid team last year, and I think you guys have the pieces. You'll get Jacob Heyer back, yep. which will help you.
Yep.
You'll grow defensively here, and offensively, I think, you know, the beautiful thing about having some growth to do on the defensive end is you're probably going to put up enough points where that margin of error is there for your defense.
Yeah. I think our offense does have the ability to score. I think we have the ability to be a little bit of a big play offense, too, where we can hit a home run once in a while. And that's the biggest thing is we do have to manage the clock, too. You know, we can't get into a situation where somebody takes a long drive and we expect a big play to bail us out. We've got to be able to march down the field just as much as another team does.
Yeah.
And I think that'll be a huge telltale. Can we get off the field defensively, and can we make sure we put together drives that are 10 and 12 plays long
and
as well?
Don't hurt yourself in putting those drives together.
Yep.
Final question here would be for you. One guy that we haven't talked about in this segment who's going to be an impact player.
That's a great question. I honestly think that, and I'm not going to say a guy, but I'm going to say a position.
Okay.
I think if our running back position,
okay.
we've got a couple of guys there. If our running back position can take a little strain off Caden, that's going to be huge for us.
42, I thought, looked like he's got some potential mm-hmm. there at running back. I don't know his name.
We have a couple of sophomores that played running back.
Okay.
One's name's Lance Kuhn.
Okay.
And then the other was Gage Allen.
We had a couple
seniors as well that are in that position, and Sam Numedal. And then Tanner McKimmie, our middle linebacker, got some time back.
So right now it's kind of a committee deal.
Yeah, definitely. And it's going to be kind of a wait and see and play guys and make sure that position can mature. From a year ago, I think we're going to have more success as well.
Coach Derek Elman has been my guest here on the Hy-Vee Fort Dodge Coach's Corner. Humboldt football, they open on Friday night, Webster City. A nice local rival game there to open the year. Definitely one that's going to be exciting and one that we're going to have our eye on. Coach, we're going to go ahead and invite you to come back next week if you want. And we'll see here. Maybe we'll be eating a little breakfast, talking about a big win over Webster City.
Yeah,
it's probably
that's the goal.
when the polls come out this week, Webster City's probably going to be in the top 10, maybe even the top 5 in the preseason, and they deserve
it. They've earned that.
And so that could be what you would call a landmark type of victory for you and your program there.
Yep, I would agree.
That's Coach Derek Elman, Humboldt football. With